The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good afternoon. This is the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 29th, 2020. And again, it is a weekend, so we're just going to have some news for you. Joining me, as usual, is Becky. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm grateful for the little sun that came out today. Remember that, as always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online at coronavirus.wa.gov and in Spanish at medium.com/bienestarwa. Health department officials are also staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. That can be reached at 1-800-525-0127. Remember that dialing 311 from your phone in Tacoma will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and dialing 211 from your phone helps connect you to community resources statewide through United Way. You can also visit wa211.org online. There is some more news from Washington State. Governor Inslee has sent a letter to tribal nations within Washington stating that none of his emergency proclamation orders apply to conduct on tribal lands, since tribal governments, as sovereign nations, are making their own decisions in response to the current COVID-19 emergency. For businesses that operate on tribal lands and for individuals who commute to work on tribal lands, Inslee reiterated that tribal leaders maintain sovereignty to define essential activity on tribal lands.
Moving on to the City of Tacoma, Tacoma Rescue Mission is transporting 50 vulnerable individuals who utilize the mission's overnight homeless shelter to Bellarmine High School each night, where they'll sleep in the school gym. Tacoma's Crystal Judson Family Justice Center and the YWCA are seeking donations of $25 gift cards to Walmart, Safeway, Target, and Fred Meyer for clients who cannot visit the YWCA to pick up supplies. The center reminds anyone experiencing domestic violence or who wants to help someone else can call the Crystal Judson Family Justice Center helpline at 253-798-4166 or email the center through its website at aplaceofhelp.com. The YWCA's 24/7 hotline is 253-383-2593. The Legal Services Helpline is available from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at 253-365-6352. Anyone experiencing an emergency should call 911.
News from Pierce County. Well, the Pierce County and Tacoma Health Department has the following recommendations for essential businesses that do remain open at this time. The first is to place tape 6 feet apart where customers stand in lines. Designate staff to enforce customer distancing inside and outside and in outside areas where customers wait for pickup orders or for store entry. Regularly screen employees for symptoms and immediately send sick employees home. Grocery stores can also put up sneeze guards at checkout stands to help reduce exposures. And businesses should promote and provide online ordering to reduce customers coming into their location.
Moving on to King County. King County's public health officer, Dr. Jeff Duchin, signed an order that requires that anyone with COVID-19 symptoms and a pending test result to quarantine in one's home or a publicly provided location. Those with positive test results must then stay in isolation for at least 7 days, plus 72 hours after the resolution of fever and the improvement of respiratory symptoms. Individuals who recklessly disregard the directive may be subject to involuntary detention under Washington state law. King County has isolation and quarantine beds now available in Issaquah, Kent, and North Seattle for those unable to isolate at home. Recovered individuals are provided free transportation from the site back to their city of origin. So that's all the news we have today. Anything else going on?
No, I think that we'll be back to normal during our weekdays tomorrow, starting tomorrow, Monday, where we'll be hearing from some folks in the community. I'm excited for that.
Me too. The interviews, I think, are, honestly, I mean, that's you know, it's good to get the information out there, but I do want to, you know, we do want to keep people in Tacoma together, separately, as it were. And that's the fun part. So I'm looking forward to that. That's all the time we have for today. That's all the news we've got for today. If you would like some non-emergency information, you can dial 311 on your phone. That'll put you in touch with the City of Tacoma's non-emergency line. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at daily@ktqa.org. And our phone number, where you can text and call us, is 253-330-8821. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.